Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and high-value topics on your specification, the interactions of economic, social and demographic processes in developing and emerging countries. Now, I know what you might be thinking. That sounds like a mouthful, but trust me. Once you understand how these processes connect, you'll find this topic genuinely interesting, and more importantly, you'll be able to pick up serious marks in the exam. We're going to use India as our case study today, because it's one of the most commonly chosen countries for this topic, it has brilliant data, and examiners love it. But remember, whatever country your school has chosen, the same frameworks apply. Here's what we're covering today. First, the core concepts and how economic, social, and demographic processes interact. Then, we'll look at exam tips and the most common mistakes students make. After that, a quickfire quiz to test your recall. And we'll finish with a summary and sign-off. Let's get started! Part 1. Core concepts. Let's start with the big picture. Development is not just about money. Examiners want you to understand that economic growth, social change, and demographic shifts all happen together and influence each other. Think of it like three gears turning at the same time. When one moves, it drives the others. Economic processes. India's economy has undergone a dramatic transformation over the last 30 years. In 1990, around 60% of India's workforce was employed in the primary sector. That means farming, fishing, and mining. By 2024, that figure has fallen significantly. Today, the tertiary sector, services like banking, retail, tourism and call centres, employs around 55% of the workforce. And the quaternary sector, knowledge-based industries like IT, research and technology, is growing rapidly, particularly in cities like Bangalore, Hyderabad and Pune. Now, here's a statistic you absolutely must know. India's GDP grew from approximately $500 billion in the year 2000 to $3.7 trillion by 2024. That is a sevenfold increase in just over two decades. Examiners will award marks for using specific data like this, so write it down. What drove this economic growth? Three main factors. First, international trade. India joined the World Trade Organization and opened its markets to foreign investment. Exports of IT services, pharmaceuticals, and textiles grew enormously. Second, transnational corporations. Companies like Tata, Infosys, and Wipro grew into global giants, while foreign TNCs like Amazon and Apple set up operations in India, creating jobs and transforming technology. Third, government investment. The Indian government invested heavily in infrastructure, roads, railways, digital connectivity, creating the conditions for private sector growth. The key concept here is the distinction between public and private investment. Public investment comes from the government, things like building schools, hospitals and roads. Private investment comes from TNCs and small businesses. Examiners often ask you to explain the balance between these two, and the key point is that they work together. Government investment creates the infrastructure that attracts private investment. Demographic processes. As India's economy grew, its population structure changed significantly. This is called demographic transition. In 1990, India had a birth rate of around 32 per thousand people. By 2024, that had fallen to approximately 17 per thousand. Life expectancy rose from 58 years in 1990 to around 70 years today, and the total population grew from 870 million to 1.44 billion. What does this mean for the population pyramid? In 1990, India had a classic wide-base pyramid. Lots of young people, few elderly. By 2024, the pyramid has become more rectangular, with a larger working-age population. This is called the demographic dividend, a large working-age population that can drive economic growth. India is currently benefiting from this dividend, and it's one reason why its economy has grown so fast.
Social processes. Economic and demographic change has driven significant social transformation. Let me give you four key social changes to remember. 1. The rise of the middle class. India now has approximately 300 million people in its middle class. These are people with disposable income who can afford consumer goods, education, and healthcare. This drives domestic demand and further economic growth. 2. Improvements in education. India's literacy rate rose from 52% in 1990 to 77% by 2024. More children, particularly girls, are staying in school longer. This improves human capital and productivity. 3. Inequality. Despite growth, India remains deeply unequal. The Gini coefficient, a measure of inequality where 0 is perfect equality and 1 is maximum inequality, stands at around 0.35. Urban areas like Mumbai and Delhi are far wealthier than rural states like Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. Examiners call this the core and periphery concept, the idea that development is uneven, with wealthy cores and poorer peripheral areas. 4. The role of technology. India has over 700 million internet users. Mobile technology has transformed access to banking, education, and healthcare, particularly in rural areas. The government's Digital India initiative has been central to this. Now, let's talk about the negative impacts of rapid development, because examiners will penalise you if you only discuss the positives. Environmental impacts are severe. Air pollution in Delhi regularly exceeds World Health Organization limits by 20 times. The Ganges River is heavily polluted by industrial waste. Deforestation has accelerated as land is cleared for industry and agriculture. Social inequality has widened in some respects. While the middle class has grown, approximately 65 million people still live in informal settlements or slums. The urban-rural divide remains stark. Water stress is a critical issue. 600 million Indians face water scarcity, and groundwater levels are falling in many agricultural regions. And India is now the world's third largest emitter of carbon dioxide, as industrialization has increased energy demand, much of it met by coal. Finally, let's consider how the government and society are managing these impacts. The Indian government has introduced several policies. The Smart Cities Mission aims to develop 100 urban centres with better infrastructure and services. The Swachh Bharat Mission, Clean India Mission, has built over 100 million toilets to improve sanitation. Renewable energy targets aim to generate 500 gigawatts from clean sources by 2030. And the National Rural Employment Guarantee Act provides 100 days of guaranteed employment to rural households, reducing poverty. These management strategies show that development is not just about growth, it's about improving quality of life and managing the negative impacts of that growth. Examiners want to see you discuss both the problems and the responses.
Right, let's talk about how to actually get the marks. I see so many students lose marks on this topic for the same reasons, so listen carefully. Mistake number one, not naming your case study. If the question says, for a developing or emerging country you have studied, you must name India, or whatever country you've studied, right at the start of your answer. Every single paragraph. Examiners cannot give you credit for knowledge that isn't clearly linked to a specific place. Mistake number two, only discussing positives. Every development question needs balance. For every positive impact you discuss, think about a corresponding negative. GDP growth? Yes, but also inequality. Rising life expectancy? Yes, but also pressure on healthcare systems. Literacy improvements? Yes, but also the digital divide. Mistake number three, vague statements without data. India has grown a lot, earns no marks. India's GDP grew from $500 billion to $3.7 trillion between 2000 and 2024, earns marks. Always back up your points with specific statistics. Mistake number four, confusing public and private investment. Remember, public investment is government spending on infrastructure, healthcare, and education. Private investment is from TNCs and businesses. They work together, not in opposition. Mistake number five, forgetting the command word. If the question says assess, you must make a judgment. If it says explain, you must give reasons. If it says evaluate, you must weigh up evidence on both sides. Read the command word carefully and structure your answer accordingly. Now, for 9 and 12 mark questions, use the PEEL structure. Point, state your argument. Evidence, give specific data or named examples. Explanation, explain how this links to the question. Link, connect back to the question focus. And always, always write a conclusion that makes a clear judgment. Part 3, quickfire recall quiz. Right, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What percentage of India's workforce was employed in the primary sector in 1990? The answer is approximately 60%. Question 2. What was India's GDP in 2024? $3.7 trillion. Question 3. What is the demographic dividend? A large working age population that can drive economic growth. Question 4. Name 2 negative environmental impacts of India's rapid development. Air pollution in Delhi exceeding WHO limits by 20 times and pollution of the Ganges River. Question 5. What is the core and periphery concept? The idea that development is uneven, with wealthy core areas like Mumbai and poorer peripheral regions like Bihar. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those sections. Part 4, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. The key message of this topic is that development is a process of interconnected changes, economic, social, and demographic, that reinforce each other. India's story shows us how a country can transform rapidly through trade, investment, and demographic change, while also facing serious challenges around inequality, environment, and sustainability. The 5 things you absolutely must know for the exam: India's GDP growth from $500 billion to $3.7 trillion, the shift from primary to tertiary and quaternary sectors, the demographic transition, birth rate falling from 32 to 17 per thousand, life expectancy rising from 58 to 70 years, the rise of a 300 million strong middle class, and the negative impact: Delhi's air pollution, 65 million in slums, and 600 million facing water scarcity. Remember, name your case study, use specific data, balance positives and negatives, and answer the command word. Good luck in your exams, you've got this. Until next time, keep revising.